Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. So yesterday I was watching some of the Monday Night Football game, and I gotta confess, man, I went to bed after that brotherly shove they did. Mm-hmm. I thought it was over. I thought the game was over at that point. I got in the bed. I usually do one last scroll on Twitter, and I seen everybody like, "Wow, the Eagles about to they lost this game. They about to lose this game." That's like, right. "What in the world happened?"
Yeah.
So I was in the bed trying to download Sling so I could watch the rest of the game. I'm like, "What happened?" Yeah. I had no clue what happened.
Yeah.
But the Eagles lost the game. It was a terrible loss, man. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to be in that locker room to see how that loss felt.
Yeah, to speak how to how terrible that loss was, the Falcons, their win percentage got down to a 0.7% with 1 minute and 56 seconds left in that game. Jesse Bates gets an interception. Kirk Cousins leads a game-winning drive, and ultimately the Falcons and Kirk Cousins get a primetime victory. In Philadelphia, mind you.
Yeah, nah, it was bad. That play before they did that brotherly shove, when the guy just tapped the offensive lineman on purpose. So I guess it was a little. I guess so they don't start the clock or whatever it was. I kind of wanted to see that keep going, man, just because Sirianni declined it, so it could stay 4th and 1 or whatever it was, 4th and 2. I kind of wanted to keep going to see what would happen, just to be petty.
Just a back and forth.
Yeah.
Nah, you take it. Now we're just rabbit season, duck season is what we're going
exactly.
for.
Yeah. But one of the biggest probably Philadelphia Eagles fans that I know of is Gilly the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
He got a podcast, $1 million worth of game. And look, he was not happy with that play calling from last night when everybody in the world, I guess, wanted Saquon to run the damn ball.
Man, that f***ing loss on Nick Sirianni. You supposed to run the ball. Get the ball to Saquon. If they don't get it, we got 40 seconds left, dog. Let me tell you something. Kellen Moore, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
We're going to change your f***ing name to Colin Moore, because we need to call him more. and offensive coordinators and fire.
What? I can't believe this motherfucker didn't run the ball, man. We got Saquon and Barkley for a reason.
Well, I mean, he doesn't make a bad point.
I'm always amazed, though, and I try and say this with no judgment, even though I'm sure it'll sound judgmental. The people whose like thought is like, I'm going to talk into my phone right now and let people know I'm mad, because that's not the way that my brain works.
Yeah.
But he was delivering, though. He was spitting.
Yeah, that's how I feel about people that cry in the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so you crying, you in the moment, so you decide to record.
There's far too much
crying,
of that going on.
There's a lot.
And then you just hit stop, like, all right, that was good.
Let me get the first part. Yeah. There's far too much of that going on. I think half of it is staged.
Yeah.
But it does bother me, too. It's like, I'm so mad. I'm going to. And all these broken TVs drive me nuts, too. Somebody throwing a chair. That TV's probably been broken and you just wanted to do a video.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, you threw your $200 TV.
Yeah.
Like, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations on the likes.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I was listening to Clint and Ryan yesterday on The Drive.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And this is probably one of the funniest pause moments ever. So for people that don't know what pause mean, is when you say something in a conversation, it sounds a little suspect.
Yeah. Out of context, it can be like, yo.
Yeah. Hey, pause.
What are you doing?
That's kind of like a, hey, yo, pause.
What are you trying to say here?
I know. Sometimes it just come out weird, pause.
Mm-hmm.
So Clint and Ron, they kind of had that moment. Well, Clint had that moment. And T-Mill and Ron kind of lost it.
As the game, we have to be better.
You're going to get hard if you play us. That's just how we operate here.
Whoa.
You left that hit.
Pause. I said you're going to get hit hard.
You didn't say hit. You said you're going to get hard
if you play us.
Man, pull that back.
Lee, 713-560. Those of you on YouTube and
Twitch. Don't be today's outro.
If you heard him say hit, going to get hit.
I don't like it.
I'm clearly losing it because I bet $1,000 right now.
Hey, let me tell you what right now, D'Amico Ryan, baby.
I'm going to tell you what. Hey, Minnesota, be listening. Hey, your ass is going to get hard if you play us.
I do love the instant, like, no, I know what I said, right?
No,
like,
you don't. No, you don't.
You're going to get hard if you play us.
He was focused, though. He knew exactly. I don't blame Quinn. I've been there.
Well, I kind of do.
Yeah. I've been there plenty of times where I just lose a word.
Yeah.
Whether it's in typing or even just speaking it out loud. So I sympathize with that situation. I do. It does kind of hurt that he was immediately repeating what D'Amico had just said.
Well, not verbatim.
Well, yeah, not quite.
Not verbatim.
You're going to get hard if you play us.
Well, I mean, that's quality defense.
Yeah, I'm just glad they was like, whoa, hold on. It got me thinking of all the pause moments that I ran across a few pause moments that just had me cracking up, man. I ran across this video from NBA 2K.
Oh, mm-hmm. From the game?
Yeah, from the video game. And the commentator, so a little backstory on this, James Harden, I guess he made a move to the basket and dunked the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the commentator describing that play.
Athletic move by James Harden. Beating the D and then rubbing it in their face with the slam.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were having, because this one thing I always think about with all these games and the announcers, in order to get all of the various work, like, it's hours in a recording booth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're doing a job like that, you do a little something.
Have
for
a little
you.
Fun.
You do a little something for you.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm going to throw this little gem in there, and somebody out there will appreciate it.
But it's an algorithm that puts it all together, right?
I mean, in some ways, but I think it's still like, you know, there's little kind of clips of runs of statements that are then kind of filtered in. And I imagine that full run of play, if you want to play that one more time, was intentionally said that way in order to
appeal.
Okay. Hey, I still like.
That's a crazy thing to say, though.
Clint's better.
Yeah. I'm going to see if you like this one better. Pause.
All right.
I feel like everything I say is a pause moment now. But Cameron and Mace on It Is What It Is show. I don't know if I think it's just a YouTube show. But they are the kings of the pause.
Yeah.
So everything they say pause right after it.
And that or, hey, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is them. So one of their things they always say pause to is load management.
Yeah.
So that one just would throw the whole show off whenever they talk about load management.
Wonder why.
So this is Cameron starting off with load management, and he tried to say pause right after it. It did not go well.
Question before we get to load management, pause.
Oh, that was crazy.
I said, yo, you said, hey, yo, my.
Yo, the way you said it was crazy.
We're going to be petty. We can start now. Let me know.
I said load.
Yo,
you said load.
Yo, he's going crazy.
Yo, extra D on his, right?
Is he reaching?
Camera. It was an extra D on his.
Extra D is wild, yo. Yo, look, you should chill. You're going into a rabbit hole right now.
Hey, yo.
I remember seeing this clip, and that's the problem with it. Is like every time it derails what they're talking.
Yeah, what Figgy said.
They'll be trying to have like a serious conversation, and all of a sudden, right now they're going back and forth on who said the craziest thing, and then they end up in a rabbit hole.
They were trying to talk about Kawhi Leonard and the whole NBA load management thing, and it just got way off track. So they do a lot better now because I think they had to dial it back.
They had to. I remember I was like, hey, man, we got to, if we're going to do this.
We're going to have a conversation.
They was talking about this for about 10 minutes, man.
Yeah.
So I thought that
you
was
said
hilarious.
Low. I said low. I was like, was there a difference there, Mace?
An extra D is wild. So I ran across this article or some type of little survey about the most unhealthy menu items. In fast food.
All right, let's find out where Reggie's going to lunch.
I haven't looked at these because I wanted to get the gist of it.
Yeah, so they got like a lot of little fast food restaurant spots in America, pretty much, and ranking their items from like the most unhealthiest.
Yeah.
So Five Guys, when it comes to hamburgers, is the unhealthiest cheeseburger.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Followed by Whataburger.
Ah.
Okay. And that checks out.
And Smash Burger.
That checks out too.
Yeah. So
these are the ones I like.
I know. Yeah.
So the least unhealthiest ones out of the bunch is McDonald's.
What?
That's the least if you want to the least unhealthiest cheeseburger, you go to McDonald's.
Okay.
And Burger King.
Huh.
Now, Burger King, I get. That's that, what
flame broiled. Flame broiled. Oh, you're going to buy into the marketing of this?
Yeah. No, but they do. They have the grates and everything. They cook it on the flame.
Well, let me take that back. Yeah. Clover's is the least unhealthy.
Oh, Culver's.
Culver's is delicious. It's Culver's and then McDonald's and then Burger King.
Yeah, Culver's is delicious.
I feel like we're probably talking about grades of unhealthy here because...
It's all unhealthy.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. That's I still feel like my arteries are being clogged.
It's the least unhealthiest.
Yeah,
and they gather all of this from the fats and the sugars.
Yeah, saturated fats and those types of things.
I always thought, you always hear like McDonald's, that meal has 9,000 calories or whatever it is. I guess not. I guess somebody else has more.
I also remember the, Super Size Me? Whatever.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That
was disturbing.
But apparently we found out after that, during that documentary, apparently he had been drinking a boatload of alcohol. Like, he was an alcoholic during that time. Mm-hmm. And maybe, just maybe, the adverse health benefit or
alcohol's worse.
Yeah, was all the alcohol he was drinking, and maybe not the full diet of McDonald's that was happening there. So maybe, just maybe, McDonald's a little bit more healthy than we gave it credit for.
Yeah. So Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken sandwich.
I'm not at Popeyes for the health benefits, just like I'm not at Popeyes for the service.
Yeah. So Fatburger and Zaxby follow Popeyes, who have the least unhealthiest chicken sandwich. Is McDonald's the McChicken?
How about that? Now I want to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going that far.
And then that followed by Dairy Queen and Culver's.
Okay, yeah. So, I can see that.
Y'all starting to see a little theme here.
Yeah. Right? Saying things. I don't know.
Culver's is so good, though. Yeah. And I want to know how unhealthy is the Popeye's red beans and rice, because I wail on that.
Yeah.
I kill that.
I feel like the burgers that you are mentioning... Right, when you say the least unhealthy versus the most unhealthy, the way that I'm seeing those lists is the ones that are more delicious versus the ones that are not as delicious. Because honestly, all the unhealthy ones are the ones that I'm trying to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the less unhealthy ones, I'm actually usually going away from.
Mm-hmm. Nah,
so it might just be that the flavor is the part that makes this unhealthy. At which point, I'm willing to trade that off.
And I'm not a Burger King junkie or anything. I can't even remember the last time I've been there. But they do have a pretty solid burger.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken nuggets, followed by Arby's and Shake Shack.
Shake Shack?
I ain't know Shake Shack had chicken nuggets.
Huh.
Yeah. So who have the least unhealthiest is McDonald's, followed by KFC and Wendy's.
I like KFC. Y'all don't see a lot of them anymore. Is that just me?
Nah, they... slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
They turning into church's chicken at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys have the unhealthiest fries, followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles.
Okay.
Never really been to Bojangles too much.
Real reason.
Who had the unhealthiest?
Unhealthiest?
Fries?
Five Guys.
Five Guys? That's their signature thing.
Yeah. Well, don't they make them things
fresh?
Yeah,
you go to Five Guys for the fries.
Yeah. So they got the unhealthiest, followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles.
All right.
Yeah, who have the least unhealthiest is In-N-Out, followed by McDonald's and Church's Chicken.
All right, something's upside down on this list.
You see a thing here, right?
Because In-N-Out and McDonald's are always known as the fattiest, most unhealthy, et cetera. Especially the fries. McDonald's puts sugar in their French fries.
I don't know if they still do that.
I don't know if they still do or not.
They had to shift that at some point. I want to know who commissioned this.
It's upside down, right?
I want to know who commissioned this study, if we can even call it that. Because somebody hypothesized.
I think I put the link on the rundown.
Sounds like McDonald's.
Yeah, somebody hypothesized that it was McDonald's. It was Ronald McDonald. R. McDonald's.
Yeah, R. McDonald
was the scientist that commissioned
this. Damn, we're good. McDonald's is so healthy for you. No, not necessarily, but that's crazy.
Yeah, just hold on. So Fatburger had the unhealthiest vanilla shake, followed by Sonic and Five Guys. Who got the least unhealthiest?
Don't say it.
McDonald's.
All right,
get out of here. Smash.
All right, where's the clown at?
Get out of here.
And Arby's.
Where's the clown at?
Maybe Ronald McDonald put this.
He had to. Together.
I think this is
him or Grimace.
You know, I love a good conspiracy.
Or the Hamburglar. It was one of them.
Yeah. You know, I love a good conspiracy. This is a McDonald's generated poll.
I thought that was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Also, I just feel like as an exercise in general, if we're talking about which burger is more healthy, I don't know what we're doing here. We need to go get you a salad if you actually want some health.
I feel like eating healthy tonight. Well, let's go to McDonald's. They got healthy everything.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to see that full list, go to plushcare.com.
Shout out to Jay and Freeport, who says that Five Guys uses peanut oil and there's a lot of sodium. And so maybe that's what's changing us. Yeah. But I mean, at that point, I feel like if you're eating fast food, I think you've already budgeted. This is a problem.
You've committed.
We need to balance this out a little better. At least I would hope that you've budgeted.
Hey, if you want to eat a little healthier, go to McDonald's.
I don't know about that.
Don't do that. They didn't pay you to do that, did they?
No, they did not.
That definitely felt like one of those smile at the camera moments.
Yeah.
Here you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in The Loop. Coming up next in The Loop, just how important would it be to have Joe Mixon back for this particular game that's coming up in Week 3 versus the Vikings? We'll talk about that next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.